Okay.
45.
When you're ready, loading engines.
Ken, how's that Robbie Gray tracking?
Yeah, he's fine. He's okay. He's not playing this week, but he's tracking along well. Should be available next week. Look, if we really, really wanted to, we could have taken a risk, but that's not something we do. So we go on the conservative side and we say, well, let's make sure we don't hopefully prevent a reoccurrence by pushing too early.
We're not doctors. You're not doctors. He looked really good the other day. I guess it's just needs one more hurdle, does he?
He didn't complete all training on Wednesday, which you obviously didn't get to see, but he got through enough, but not enough to suggest that it's worth taking that risk. And, you know, you re-hurt that now, it's three more weeks, so it's just not worth the risk.
Players have talked about perhaps turning the corner. How do you feel about the progression of the team in the last 2 weeks, especially the defensive side of the game, Captain?
I think we've been really honest in the last 2 weeks, and, Even the week before against Geelong, as I said, we started to see some stuff that was certainly improving for us, but there's still a long way to go. You know, we're nowhere near where we need to be, and if we're going to compete against the best sides in the competition, what we're doing now is not going to be good enough.
This probably sounds weird. Do you feel better though in the sort of the last 2 weeks? I know you've got the wins, but how do you feel about the team?
Yeah, we feel this time of the week you always start to get anxious again. That's what happens. You want and you need to expect that the boys will come out and play with the same sort of actions that we've been able to play with over the last couple of weeks, but there's always an element of nervousness. We're playing against a good side who are in good form, won their last three, so we understand that there's a real challenge on. We're travelling, you know, you've got to go away and win, and they're the toughest games to win when you travel away, but we go there with good confidence and belief in what we're doing.
And you'll be unchanged?
No, we'll have a change. We'll have one change. Jimmy Tumpus will go out the side and Carl Amon will come into the side.
Ken, in your last couple of wins, what have the numbers suggested you've been better at?
Oh, it's pretty obvious that we're defending better. You know, I think the tackle count's high for us. It, you know, scores against are where we need them to be, and that's exactly what we're doing better. And everyone else look at that we kicked a big score last week, but I look at the other stuff and think that our contest stuff, our clearance work. You know, we've had some challenges there this year. I think Vossi and Buddha and the boys have done some really good work there, and you know we've been able to break even at least in the ledger, and we're starting to improve.
That data stuff that you'd compare to early in the season and say we should be winning this game on these numbers?
If we can deliver the numbers that we have in the last couple of weeks, it gives us every opportunity to win. Doesn't guarantee us wins, but it gives us a much better opportunity to win.
The leadership group turned spotlight on themselves. How happy, proud have you been of them in the last 2 years?
That's their roles and their responsibilities, and as the leaders of the club, and we've always said that's the most important time for them is to play game day the way they need to them. For the team, and they need to spread themselves through the team. That's why they're probably picked in areas of the ground where there's a sprinkling of each. So, you know, and particularly in our midfield, we've got a number of our most important leaders in there playing in that spot. So, you know, they're working their way through. I think that's the thing that I'm most pleased about with this club. But, you know, we said 3 or 4 weeks ago, now's the time when people question you about, are you going to give up? Are you not going to get? We're not going to. We didn't give up, and we're keeping at it, and we still know we've got a long, long way to go, and we're just going to keep turning up, hopefully, and performing the way we should.
We spoke to Jasper earlier in the week and he's having his best season, probably leading the best and the fairest. He talked about you've always backed him in, but he talked about more leadership. Is that something you put on him at the start of the season?
It's just maturing. I mean, you know, it's typical of as a young player who's gone through some challenges in his game. He's worked through them. He's now become, you know, confident in what he knows he has to do to be a good player. And that's just play that do the simple things pretty well, and you know he's shown great growth, and there's other players that have done the same. I think that's the important part for us, and that's one of the things that we look for. Are our players improving, albeit we haven't probably delivered exactly what we want all the time, but there's some genuine improvements in players which we look at and go, yeah, well that's really positive for us.
Bobby's not quite there yet. Who gets the gig on Levi Cashcroft?
You know, there's Homshi and there's Jonas and there's O'Shea and there's Paul Stewart, and that's typical of modern day defence. It's not one person that will get any individual for a whole of a game. I wouldn't imagine it'll be depending on positioning on the ground, what we're in, how we're defending, how the team's defending collectively.
Jackson Trangrove did a pretty good job in the midfield last week. Did that surprise you, or was it more of a expectation going in?
It was a pleasant surprise that he got 13 clearances, I will say. I was very, very happy with that. But, he's a real competitor, Jack. Everyone knows that. He's got a good jump about him. But, you know, is he a first-choice ruckman? No. But he's a willing and hardened competitor who will go in and give his absolute best. And last week was a really a good performance by him. And what I was pleased about is he came and just played a role for the team. You know, and we were significantly pleased with the outcomes of the role he played that allowed other people to play well.
On Sunday, how tough is it going to be coming up against Carlton? They've won three on the trot, obviously eyeing off a fourth, but yourself, you've got two in a row, eyeing off a third. How tough is it going to be coming up against Carlton?
Yeah, it'll be significant as a challenge goes. You know, if you look at their age profile and their games played, they are clearly more experienced and more in both age and in games played than us by a significant way. And they're playing at home and they're in good form. So they've got a lot of things and they're good players. You know, they've got four or five or six top 10 picks that are playing in good form over their journey. So they are a significant challenge. And as I said, they're recovering a little bit as a football club and we're trying to re-establish ourselves a little bit. So it's going to be a really good game. It's quite an exciting game when you think about it from that point of view. So hopefully we can go there and perform at our best and come away with a win.
Dog racing tonight, Ken?
No, not tonight. No, the boys had a win last night, though. Ollie and Jacko's dog had a win last night, so they're happy.
Good omen for Sunday.
It's been a good omen for us. The dogs have been getting up, so hopefully they keep getting up. And I'm not talking about the Bulldogs in the AFL either. All done?
Cool.
Thanks.
Ben did it, and we all have a few questions.